Welcome to The Interview Chair. My name is Jimmy Casas and I am your host. Are you an educator who is currently feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or wondering if you can continue to do this work? Visualize yourself back in the interview chair. You are genuine, sincere, and full of passion. You convinced the group of people that you were the best person for the job and you believed it. That is the real you. Thank you for joining me as I take you back to the interview chair to remind you of why you wanted to become an educator. Welcome to episode 46 of the interview chair, The Gifts of an Influencer. If there is one thing I've learned in my 30 plus years as an educator, it is this, that most of what I've learned about being a leader, I've learned from others. Admittedly, most of what I believe in, model my ideas from, and emulate who I aspire to be like, has been profoundly impacted by people I genuinely admire and respect. They are my influencers. They are people just like you and me who have shaped my fundamental belief system and what it means to be an educator, a leader, a business owner, a father, a husband, or simply put, a good human. Whether I've known them for years, months, or only days, the power of time and knowledge doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care. What it does care about is how another person's words, beliefs, and/or actions move us to want to act on those words. In other words, they influence us and inspire us in a way that makes us strive to be a better leader and a better person so we can influence others in a similar way, regardless of the title or position we hold. I remember a dear friend and colleague of mine gave me this advice in my early 20s when I started my principal leadership program. She said, "Jimmy, remember to spend less time focusing on your own accomplishments and focus more time on serving others so they too can experience their own successes. Only then will you experience the sense of accomplishment you hope to achieve." And I have never forgotten her words. Today, I was blessed to share screen time with two leaders on my weekly show podcast whom I respect and admire greatly. My co-host and one of my best friends, Joe Sanfilippo, and my good friend, Baruti Caffelli. As I listened to both of them share their thoughts on leadership and what makes an effective leader, I couldn't help but reflect on the impact their words were having on me as they spoke. Simply put, they not only inspired me to want to be a better leader, but a better version of myself. But listening to them share their thoughts also reminded me how much I don't know or how much I have forgotten. So I decided to imagine myself sitting in the interview chair today and someone asking me to share how others have influenced my leadership over the years. How would I answer? Well, here's a short list of the leadership gifts that have been shared or given to me by other educators who have and continue to influence my thinking. By sharing this list, I hope that I can influence all of you in some small way. They're not in any particular order, rather they are just my thoughts that eventually become my words and that I continue to refer back to from time to time in my interactions with others. So number one, find meaning in your work. Work fills such a large part of our lives. If you want to be truly satisfied in your work, then do what you believe is meaningful work. And the only way to achieve that is to do what you love to do. If you haven't figured it out yet, that's okay. Keep searching. You will eventually figure it out, and when you do, you'll know it. Number two, be purposeful in your relationships with others. Personal relationships are the foundation for securing the interests and individual needs of our community. It is these relationships that will change and inspire you to be successful. The challenge will be to continue to build and maintain the relationships in your life in meaningful ways. Tending to these meaningful and personal relationships cannot occur in an instant. It will require your personal time and your personal attention. In other words, it must be your priority. Remember, the value of your days on this earth will be measured by the significance and the impact you have on others during your lifetime. Number three, focus more on experiences. As I reflect on the past 35 years, I realize that, above all, experiences are what I cherish the most. The relationships we foster over time will ultimately dictate our happiness and our impact on others. Number four, be kind in your intentions. By doing so, you will find joy in your journey. Whatever your passion, whatever your purpose, the way you treat others is an essential component of your own personal happiness. You will learn that it is truly in giving that you receive, and that your contributions of time, talent, and treasures will reap more personal benefits than you realize today. Take time to help ease the burden of others and lift the spirits of a stranger or loved one. On any given day, at any given moment, for any given cause, you can make a difference. Be generous to others. It will take you further than any degree you will ever earn. Number 5, take pride in your work. Remember that the work ethic and attitude that you develop over time are essential components that will help you persevere through difficult times. Infuse a sense of pride in everything you do. Make a commitment to get better and then be better. Don't wait for it to happen. Start now and make it happen. And if you don't like the results, then change your approach and go back at it again. Don't fall victim to placing blame on others. Rise above and stay the course. Respect and appreciate those individuals who have the courage to remind you that life isn't always going to be fair and that positive and healthy change begins with self-change. Pride is an attitude that is fostered over time. IXL makes the magic happen in classrooms. Why is IXL so special? Well, IXL is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform for K-12. It empowers schools with a complete curriculum, thousands of instructional resources, robust reporting, and assessment data. IXL saves teachers valuable time with ready-made plans aligned to their standards and textbooks. Built-in engagement tools like custom competitions make learning fun for students. Dr. Trujillo, a district superintendent, says, "For the teacher, IXL opens up the door to be a lot more effective and provide more differentiated instruction. Empower your teachers with the tools and insights they need to enhance instruction, all in one single, easy-to-use platform. Get started today at IXL.com. Number 6, take time for reflection. The fact is, many of us in leadership don't take enough time to reflect on the things that we are doing well in our organizations. We dwell too much on what is not working rather than what is. I believe most of what we do in schools is good, but we have a responsibility to keep getting better. So take 10 minutes each day in quiet reflection and visualize yourself being successful. Then write down 3 things that you believe are going well on your campus. Now, this also works in your personal life, including your marriage. Remember, a reflective leader is an effective leader, and a reflective spouse is a better spouse. Number 7, ask for help more often. To a fault, we sometimes get caught in feeling like we have to have all the answers when in reality we don't. None of us do. But sometimes the pressure to solve all the problems clouds our judgment, and we forget that we can rely on our team to guide us through these challenging times. Slow down and bring a team of people together. Share your vision for what it is you are trying to accomplish, and ask for help by seeking input. Together, determine what is working well, what is not working well, what is being done or what needs to be done differently, and finally, what if anything needs to be added, adjusted, changed, or eliminated. Don't be afraid to take things off your plate or take out the trash if it needs to be emptied. Trust your team to help you. Number 8. Have the courage to make a decision. Sometimes it is necessary to take more time to process information when making decisions. But don't fall victim, however, to staying in processing mode for fear of making a decision. Yes, thinking is necessary, but so is doing. Have the courage to act and make something happen, recognizing that by not making a decision, you have, in fact, made a decision, thus losing the confidence and faith of your team and staff regarding your ability to lead. Number 9, never stop learning from others. There's no shame in admitting that you don't know how to do something. Don't be disingenuous and try and fake your way through something when you could have gained more credibility by simply admitting that you did not know something. Ask questions and then ask more questions, and then ask even more questions. Keep the focus on being a learner first. Model learning first, second, and always. Number 10, believe you can inspire others. I have learned over the years that we can move others to want to be greater tomorrow than they are today, both through our words and our actions. It's about having a vision and carrying that vision out with the support of others. In turn, this develops a culture of faith and hope that things can and will be better. We all have something to offer from which they can learn. If you want to impact others to greater heights, then you must begin by believing that you can. Being an educator has been one of the greatest joys of my life. There are still days I reflect on my journey and just shake my head in disbelief. I never take for granted what I do for a living today, and I am genuinely grateful to those who have greatly influenced my thinking over the years and, more importantly, provided me with an abundance of gifts to share with others. I only hope my influence on others will be as great as theirs was on me, so I can help them experience their own successes. My friends, it is time to recalibrate. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you will join me each week as I take you back to the interview chair. Because I know this, that when you sat in that interview chair, that, my friends, was the best version of you. Be sure to check out my website at jimmycosses.com/theinterviewchair for links, resources, and show notes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Casas_Jimmy. If you enjoyed today's show from the interview chair, subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast to ensure you never miss an episode.